Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 13th. Delta High School has its very own ambassador for National Geographic. Ben Graves, a science teacher at Delta High School, recently returned from Greenland, where he was a National Geographic Grosvenor Teacher Fellow. Through the fellowship, Graves was able to travel to the North Atlantic between Greenland and Canada in order to study firsthand the effects of climate change. For 16 days, Graves was on an expedition with other biologists and archaeologists, making a voyage of discovery through the fabled Northwest Passage and studying the famous Baffin Island and Lancaster Sound. As the Arctic glaciers and permafrost continues to melt at a rapid pace, the scientists were eager to document the effects of climate change in one of the most diverse ecosystems on the planet. Graves presented his journey in a video and slide presentation Tuesday night at the Paonia Public Library. KVNF News was there and asked Graves what was the one thing he learned that surprised him the most.
What surprised me most was how much of the Arctic is already ice-free. I think of it as like this impending crisis that, the Arctic is going to melt. And from our travels in the Canadian Arctic, there was a lot of landmass that was ice-free. There was a lot of open water. So seeing that climate change is already happened up there and is continuing to happen was really surprising.
For Graves, the first part of his fellowship was the journey. Now, the second part is to be an ambassador for National Geographic, teaching his students and the public about all of the effects of climate change that he witnessed.
A big part of it is working with National Geographic to make their curriculum more accessible or more useful for teachers, and then also getting teachers and people to apply to National Geographic programs. Another piece of it is National Geographic has this whole concept of they call geo-inquiry, and they have a learning framework, and so trying to help lead trainings and workshops about the National Geographic learning framework and helping people get certified as National Geographic teachers, which comes with it a bunch of access to curriculum and resources. Yeah, they're really retooling how they view education. No longer is it, hey, we're going to make a few textbooks and lead a few summer trainings, and education world is way more unique and moving, and there's online and offline and all these interesting components.
The purpose of the voyage was to gather material and evidence that he can use to teach his students in Delta County. Graves said that he hopes his students see the parallels between climate change in Colorado, which is causing the snowpack to melt much more quickly than normal, and in the Northwest Passage, where climate change is melting glaciers and is raising sea levels at a dramatic rate.
I hope that my students understand how climate change is impacting different parts of the world that will hopefully allow them to ask questions about our own place here and to use lessons that concepts. I think the Arctic and the Antarctic really are, they're almost like extreme examples. Learning about albedo in the Arctic is really extreme because it's all covered in ice and it's white and it reflects all the sun energy. But we have albedo here in Colorado when our snow gets dust events or, you know, a lot of air pollution from our small valleys settles on Colorado snow, it darkens that snow, it allows it to absorb more radiation and melt faster. And so those concepts that are really extreme in the Arctic are also happening all over the world in our backyard. And so I hope that they can get excited by the Arctic and learn concepts about the Arctic, but apply it to our own place.
In our weekly Capital Conversation, KOTO's Kara Pallone talked with reporter Scott Franz about a couple of the bills we've been covering here on the regional newscast.
I want to talk about a couple of interesting bills that you've been covering, and one of them is the, I guess, what's known as the autism bill. Colorado lawmakers are one step closer to adding autism to the list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana. The House of Representatives voted unanimously to advance this legislation last week, but it took an amendment to get all of the lawmakers on board, as you reported. Can you talk a little bit about this amendment and how it's more restrictive?
Basically, the motivating factor behind it is to get a child's primary care doctor involved in the prescription. There was some concern, on the other hand, though, that people in rural Colorado would have a hard time finding multiple doctors to write, you know, this prescription for medical marijuana. But it really is a result of a compromise between some medical professionals who were concerned about having perhaps a less restrictive policy of letting someone who's not a primary care doctor or someone who specializes in autism spectrum disorders prescribe this marijuana for the child.
And there are obviously some doctors who are against this, saying that marijuana can have harmful effects on a child's developing brain. That was the opposing side of this, right?
There are. And, you know, the theme I kept hearing was the research is still out and the verdict is still out on whether this is a safe, effective alternative from the medicines that the FDA has approved.
And then another interesting bill that you're following is the advancement of a bill that would make it easier for cities and counties to tax cigarettes, and it would allow counties the right to send cigarette tax proposals to voters and raise the purchasing age above 18 for the first time. I think the perspectives or reasons that one would support this bill are pretty obvious, but what was the opposition to this bill that you heard?
Well, the opposition came from a lot of tobacco retailers, people from cities where they, you know, perhaps run a cigar store or a cigarette store, and they're worried, you know, about the extra licensing or extra rules that they'd have to face.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned about what they fear might be a patchwork of regulations, you know, where it's not consistent from one city to the next. I think there was a lot of fear in the room that this was an attempt. There were a lot of, for example, vaping stores that thought this was a crackdown on their businesses. But when you actually read the bill, the biggest change that comes out of it is really an attempt to give local governments more control over the sale of cigarettes specifically.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 13th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.